This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The government said this morning that the number of people applying for unemployment benefits fell last week by 2,000 to 387,000. That's a sign of a weak-ish labor market. And that's one reason the Fed decided yesterday to expand its monetary stimulus program known as Operation Twist. That means the Fed will buy more long-term Treasury bonds in an effort to boost the economy. Diane Swonk is chief economist with Mesirow Financial, very plugged in at the Fed, and she's with us live, as always, from Chicago. Hi, Diane.
Good morning.
Well, what's your take on what they've decided to do?
Well, the Fed has done a little bit reassuring us that they're ready to act further if necessary, but they're really hoarding their ammunition at this stage of the game. They don't have a lot left should another crisis erupt, and they've certainly got a long list of headwinds they see going into the summer.
Are they watching Europe most or the job market here, or what's the biggest concern for the Fed?
Well, certainly all of the above, but Europe is the biggest concern because not only is the job market in the U.S. weakening, but a financial crisis emanating out of Europe could easily throw us into yet another financial crisis in the U.S. and weaken the U.S. economy into a recession. That's something none of us want at this stage of the game. The problem is the Federal Reserve does not make policy in Europe. There are not political leaders in Europe, so much of this is out of their hands until the decisions are made.
Let me ask you about one more thing. Oil prices this morning are at an 8-month low, and I wonder, isn't that the real economic stimulus for most Americans?
Absolutely. It's one of the few economic stabilizers we call out there, automatic stabilizers. The weakening in global economic growth has brought down oil prices and is acting as a de facto tax cut at a much-needed time in the U.S. economy.
Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial, thank you so much.
Thank you.